Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
This isn't just the FIFA World Cup 2026 opening match. It's Mexico and South Africa and South Korea versus Czech Republic. The first two games out of 104 matches across US, Canada and Mexico. Four football cultures kicking off the biggest World Cup ever. With 48 teams spread across 16 cities in three countries watched by billions. So, what story does this opening game headlined by Shakira, Burna Boy and three red cards really tell? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you stories on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy. Colombian sensation Shakira headlining the FIFA World Cup 2026. Got everything you need. Alongside Nigerian artist Burna Boy performing the official song of the tournament, Die Die, at the Mexico Azteca Stadium.
I think it's going to be 3-1.
Mexico's winning.
That's Miguel Pacheco and his wife Erica with their predictions for Mexico's opening game with South Africa today. But they weren't entirely wrong. Except Mexico won by 2-0. Pacheco moved to Australia a decade ago with his wife and holds his country close to his heart. He believes they can make it past the group stage.
Maybe to the round of eight, I think. Maybe quarterfinals. Yeah. That would be amazing.
They live in Sydney with their two-year-old daughter, Olivia, but have family members back home.
My family is going to the first game and some of the group games for Mexico. They're also going to semifinals. Everyone is really excited over there.
So Erica tells me Pacheco went to Russia's 2018 World Cup and the prices today are double to triple what he had to pay for his tickets at that time.
It was a little bit difficult for everyone because tickets were supposed to be way cheaper. We were also thinking to go, like going there, and tickets prices were insane.
I also spoke about this to Alfonso at the Matildas Mexico game on Tuesday. He's been living in Australia for 9 years now.
It's crazy. It's offensive. I don't know of many Mexicans that can afford to buy a ticket in Mexico. So I don't know who is buying these tickets, but it's bloody expensive. It's totally unfair. And they're doing a disservice to the World Cup by setting these prices. That's the word that I would use. It's offensive.
But he tells me he's going back to Mexico on Sunday for Colombia's match against DRC in Guadalajara. There are about 6,845 people born in Mexico living in Australia. And that's according to the latest data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Luis Moreno shared with me that although he has been in Australia for 3.5 years, he's proud of Mexico being a host nation as his heart belongs in his home country.
I'm excited because I remember I was a kid when Mexico hosted the World Cup in 1986. And I could not believe that I would see Mexico host another World Cup again. It's now practically 40 years.
Today, at the Azteca Stadium, which hosted the 1970 and 1986 World Cup finals, you could feel the energy hours before kickoff. More than 80,000 fans were fueled by adrenaline in the newly renovated stadium as they waved their flags with pride and voices carrying across a city that knows what World Cup history feels like. Pacheco again.
They scored really great goals at that time. It would be really amazing to watch something like that again. Yeah, people is going crazy over there. People is welcoming, I don't know if you heard, but I think it was the South African team that arrived to Mexico and they were received with mariachis.
Yes.
Yeah, different teams are receiving lots of congratulations and chantings from all the Mexicans. We are really happy to be hosting the World Cup.
And so, for Mexico, this is about expectation as host nation, playing on home soil, carrying the weight of history and the pressure to deliver more than just a moment. To this day, with Jimenez scoring the second goal for Mexico. And no surprises when Erika and Pacheco shared their favorite players in the Mexican team.
I'm going to say Jimenez, yes. Number nine. And the goalkeeper Ochoa, because it's his sixth World Cup.
Also, pay attention on a guy that just turned 17 years old, Gilberto Mora. He was about to be able to play three different World Cups in less than 1 year, because he was under 17 last year and he was playing on the under 20 World Cup, and he's going to be playing in this one, so he's a promise.
Emotional scenes as Jimenez dedicated his goal to his father, who recently passed away.
Oh, it's a red card!
Only 4 red cards were shown in the entire Qatar 2022 World Cup. But in the opening match today, 3 red cards were handed out. South Africa's players Yaya Sitole at the 49th minute, Themba Zwane at the 84th minute, and Mexico's Cesar Montes at stoppage time. Mexico manager Javier Aguirre says emotions were running high on the pitch.
Never in 25 games have we had players suffer from cramps, and here we had 3 with cramps. It's a very strong emotional state, very intense to be there, looking up, making mistakes on easy passes. It shows that the pressure weighed on them a little, not on everyone, but on the scene. Fortunately, they calmed down. We kept possession, we got into the opponent's goal 16 times, and we have a lot of passes, a lot of possessions. We really never suffered at the back. That, honestly, it was a 2-0 game, but it could have been 4-0 and nobody would have said otherwise, right?
And South Africa head coach Hugo Broos also questions the refereeing decision.
The first red card, I think you have to accept it. It's a player who's going alone to the goal, and then Yaya fouled him. So that I can understand, but the second, I think you can discuss, because it's the Mexican player who blocked my player. It's the appreciation of the referee. We have to accept that also. But I don't think, or maybe at the other side, it was a little bit too soft to give that for that a red card.
While Mexico City was alive and the streets around the stadium were packed with supporters draped in national colours, singing, dancing and celebrating football's biggest event, inside the ground, the noise was relentless. Every touch, every tackle, every attack was met with a roar from tens of thousands of fans, eager to be part of World Cup history. But outside, it was a different story. Just shortly before kickoff, thousands of fans attempted to enter the official World Cup fan zone. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, who was expected to attend, was not at the stadium, as she navigates geopolitical tensions in the country. It follows protests that erupted across the city in the lead-up to the events. Local residents say authorities have prioritized the competition over pressing social needs. For South Africa, the match meant something else. Its representation, an opportunity. A chance to shift the spotlight, even briefly, away from football's traditional power centres. They have geared up for this day, being their first successful World Cup qualification in 16 years. The last time they played was an automatic qualifiers in 2010, when they hosted the World Cup. From the emotion of opening night in Mexico City to something more controlled and precise, South Korea has made a comeback from a goal with a 2-1 win over Czech Republic. Substitute Oh Han-yu scoring the winning goal 10 minutes before the game ended. And Hwang In-beom scored their first goal in the 67th minute. Two teams, two systems. Both built on discipline but shaped by very different football cultures. And unfortunately, we didn't see a goal today from one of Asia's greatest ever footballers, Sun Heung-min. The Tottenham Hotspur legend is playing his 4th FIFA World Cup. South Korea brings speed, structure, relentless energy. They're a team that reflects a football culture built on intensity and evolution. And Czech Republic? They took their lead through captain Ladislav Krejci in the 59th minute. Compact, tactical, clinical. A side that leans into organisation, patience and moments that matter. But this isn't just about systems on a pitch. It's about identity, Four nations with proud football histories now navigating a global game that's changing fast. Looking ahead, Canada's captain and Bayern Munich left-back Alphonso Davies is set to miss his opener against Bosnia due to an injury. And Japan suffers the same fate, with Liverpool midfielder Wataru Endo injured and was forced to withdraw from playing. And the football world and fans are still left wondering if Brazil's legend Neymar will make his opener against Morocco this weekend. And tomorrow, you can watch US vs Paraguay and Canada vs Bosnia on SBS. I'll be back with you on Sunday for the latest on the matches, including the Socceroos' opening match against Turkey. Stay tuned for the latest at World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. For the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.